Thank you and good morning. The rain was very heavy at times earlier this morning, and motorists are going to find some very wet roadways as they make their way to work this morning. The National Weather Service has issued a hazardous weather update through today due to the storm that is working its way through the area. For those of us who are headed out to travel for Thanksgiving today, you are urged to use caution and to be prepared for unpredictable weather and wet driving conditions. The snow level could drop to as low as 2,000 feet, and that could impact travel as well. The forecast is for rain through today and then sun for the rest of the week. The Board of Supervisors meets this morning. However, it will be a rather quick meeting if the agenda is followed. There are only two agenda items scheduled for the meeting. The first will be for the board to certify the results of the November 3rd election. The elections office has issued a certified statement of results of the official canvass, and once the board accepts that certification, the results will become official. That includes the results of a very close Harbor Commission race, where incumbent Patrick Higgins defeated challenger Susan Rotwein by 81 votes in the Division 5 race. The cost of the election was $180,000, and each special district that was part of the ballot will reimburse the county for their share of the costs. In a related item, the Board of Supervisors will also vote to approve the appointment of individuals for some 46 special district boards throughout the county. Those special districts hold elections for the boards that govern their activities, and the supervisors will approve the appointments of 31 special district commission members who filed for the positions but had no opponent to run against in an election. 19 other positions will be filled after the board votes to approve qualified individuals for those open seats. The sheriff's office announced on Monday that two new deputies have been hired and have been sworn in another result of Measure Z funding. Tismil Matilton from Hoopa and Max Seth from Eureka, and who both have previous law enforcement experience, are the latest two deputies added to the patrol roster. That brings the total of new hires to five, all because of the passage of Measure Z. Sheriff Mike Downey promised he would increase staffing, and there are still open positions for interested candidates. The Fortuna Volunteer Fire Department responded to a structure fire at an apartment complex on the corner of Ronerville and First Streets on Monday afternoon. According to the Fortuna Fire Facebook page, when crews arrived on scene, smoke was coming from the top floor, back left corner of the building. Fire personnel made an interior attack and quickly brought the blaze under control. Firefighters searched the apartment for any victims. None were found. There were no injuries reported, and the cause of the fire is under investigation. The California Highway Patrol Garberville office is investigating a motorcycle crash that occurred near Upper Pacific Drive in Shelter Cove Monday afternoon. The driver sustained major injuries in a single vehicle collision after he lost control of the motorcycle. The rider was taken to Gerald Phelps Hospital for treatment, and a criminal investigation may follow. The CHP later determined that the motorcycle he was riding had been stolen. The identity of the rider has not been released, and that investigation is ongoing. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The county has a new director of Health and Human Services, and the announcement was made last week that Robert Wall has been appointed as the interim director of Planning and Building. The hiring of a new department head in Humboldt County is no simple task, and Supervisor Mark Lovelace spoke about some of the thought that goes into how the new hire will be selected. The area is rural and remote, and that plays a part, as does the fact on whether or not the new hire be made from someone within a department or to bring in someone from outside county government.
There's always a certain question about, do you want to promote from within? Do you want to hire from the existing, you know, community, or do you want to look outside? And if you do, do you want to look outside to other counties? Do you want to look outside across the country? And it really can vary, even for a given position, it can vary depending upon essentially the moment in time of what it is that you're looking for.
Lovelace said that there are many factors that come into play in the decision-making process. Can and will they want to live here? Do they understand the unique nature of the county and the region?
regardless of what your prevailing logic may be in terms of this is what I want, you're still going to be limited by the folks that apply. And that's something that is realistically going to heavily favor folks that are already here in Humboldt County because, as you know, Humboldt County is not like every other place in California.
And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.